John 12, verses 1 to 6. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard and expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it.
John chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. There are two hearts on display in today's passage, and they are very, very different. One is a heart of extravagant generosity. The other is a heart of selfishness. On the surface, what Judas says seems prudent, wise even. The pure nard that Mary poured on Jesus' feet was a fragrant ointment imported from the mountains of India. It was incredibly expensive, and the amount Mary used was worth a year's wages. To many bystanders, Mary's actions may have seemed foolish. Judas would have sounded like the generous one. But Jesus knew his heart. He always does. Judas's underlying motives were anything but pure. While Judas is rebuked for his selfish motives, Mary's generosity seems to impress Jesus. In fact, in the account of this story in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says that this woman's acts of worship would be told everywhere the Gospel was preached. So what was it about Mary's generosity that impressed Jesus? Was it the amount she gave? Remember, this is a God of majesty and glory. Revelation says that the streets of heaven are lined with gold. There's no lack in the throne room. So what kind of generosity impresses God? The truth is, it's never about the amount. It's always about what's under the surface. It's about the motive. It's about the heart. And so we can give financially and still not be generous. We can give our time to serve the church. We can give our money to charity. We can give away all our possessions. And if we do it from selfish motives, still totally miss the point. Why? Because it's all about the heart. God loves a heart that is so in love with Jesus, so grateful and undone by who he is and what he has done, that it results in a transformed life of extravagant generosity.